This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation will celebrate its 78th Independence Day tomorrow. On the eve of Independence Day, President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today. The address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the country in celebrating Independence Day from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Independence Day. Head Constable of Telangana Police, Charuvu Yadayya, was awarded the President's Medal for gallantry. The Home Ministry said 213 personnel have been awarded the medal for gallantry. It said out of the 94 President's Medal for Distinguished Service, 75 have been awarded to police service, 8 to fire service, 8 to civil defence and home guard service, and 3 to correctional service. 729 personnel have been awarded the medal for meritorious service. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy called upon people to hoist the national flag at every house and said it is everyone's responsibility to protect the national unity and integrity. He took part in the mass recitation of the national anthem at the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in Hyderabad, recalling that 25 crore people hoisted the national flag at their houses on the occasion when the country celebrated the 75th year of Independence Day. The minister said it's everyone's responsibility to continue the spirit of patriotism. The Supreme Court today clarified that states can recover past tax dues on mineral rights, but not for the period before 1st of April 2005. The Apex Court rejected the argument that its judgment delivered in July upholding the powers of the states to tax mineral rights should be given prospective effect only. On the 25th of July, the Apex Court had ruled that states have the power to levy tax on mineral rights and that the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957 does not limit such power of the states. Union Skill Development Minister Jayant Chaudhary has said that the emerging technologies and introduction of AI will help reimagine ITIs in the country. He said, preparing the students to harness the transformative power of AI will play a crucial part as India's expected GDP growth touches $500 billion by 2025. The minister stated this while announcing the launch of a series of groundbreaking initiatives at a function in Noida. After rising for four consecutive months, wholesale inflation declined to 2.04% in July, according to the latest government data released today. India's wholesale inflation cooled to a three-month low of 2.04% in July from a 16-month high of 3.36% in June, primarily due to a sharp reduction in food prices. The annual WPI inflation rate was 2.04% in July 2024, down from 3.36% in June 2024. In Jammu and Kashmir, an army captain was killed and four terrorists believed to be gunned down in an ongoing encounter in Doda district today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that a civilian was also injured in the encounter. The encounter between the security forces and hiding terrorists broke out in the area late last night. The United States has approved a $20 billion arms sales to Israel, including fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. The State Department announced this yesterday. It is a long-term deal in which F-15 jets are scheduled to be delivered by 2029. The Pentagon said the U.S. is committed to the security of Israel and it is vital to assist Israel in developing a strong and ready self-defense capability. And with that, we end this news bulletin.